Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From New York-based guitarist, composer, arranger, and instructor, Ron Jackson, we begin the 675th episode of Neon Jazz. That was the tune Moondance off his 2019 CD, Standards and Other Songs. He was born in the Philippines. His dad was serving with the U.S. Marines in Vietnam and started playing the guitar at 11 and played his first professional performance at 15. From there, it was the Berklee College of Music. He spent 2 years in Paris playing the electric bass, and it was back in 87 that he decided to move to New York City. And it's always been jazz for him. We caught up with him here at the show this summer, and he opened up about it a bit.
Oh, I like the freedom and not having to go to one of my most dreaded things is to be able to go to like an office in a cubicle working for somebody from 9 to 5, you know. I like the freedom, you know, of just being self-employed, basically.
Over the decades in the business, he has performed, recorded, and taught music in over 30 countries and gigged with the likes of Taj Mahal, Jimmy McGriff, Larry Coryell, Benny Golson, Oliver Lake, Russell Malone, and the great Mulgrew Miller. Ron is a gem, man. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of Lonnie McFadden's Reno Club and the Green Lady Lounge, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, streaming, gigging, living, and radioing. One of the first live shows that Ron ever saw was a legendary, at least Summit-born jazz guitarist, Pat Metheny. And as we get into the song, Disappearing Blues, and he's teamed up with the great Bob Moses back in 83, as we do, listen to Ron explain.
And that's why I picked up guitar around 11 years old. And one of my early inspirations was Pat Metheny, actually, because one of my high school friends loved Pat Metheny. So we actually went to go see him. You know, he was doing big concerts back then when I was in high school, you know. We went to see him in Boston, you know, the theater. And I saw him open up with Miles Davis. So, I mean, I started getting into guitar around that age. And I was into rock, actually, in the beginning, and then moved to jazz. Ron Jackson, the number one 7-string jazz guitarist in New York City. I'm so happy to be on Neon Jazz out of Kansas City, and I hope to see you guys soon somewhere in the world. Thank you.
That was veteran jazz guitarist Jack DeSalvo with the Quintuped with the song February Thaw off the 2020 CD Unseen Rain. Jack started guitar lessons at the age of 8, and by his early teens, he was rehearsing and performing with local rock groups. We talked to Jack during this summer about this new CD and the longing to get back into live music. He opened up.
What I hope is that they realize that they're missing that visceral sense that you get from being in the same room with the performers, that even though people are enjoying watching Zoom performances and other means of watching music online, there's something that's happening in the moment that can't be recaptured in any other way.
From guitarist and composer George Russell, we go next. This is the tune Juju off the remastered 2012 CD Guitar with Orchestra as the show goes on.
Enzo Carniel, piano player from Paris. I'm listening to Neon Jazz Radio in Kansas City.
Thank you.
That was French pianist Enzo Carniel with the song On Wall off the 2020 CD Walls Down. He started studying classical piano and discovered jazz during his adolescence. After 5 years of study in medicine, he decided to devote himself entirely to his music. His influences are Paul Blay, Thelonious Monk, and Keith Jarrett. And we caught up with him here at the show, and he talked about why he loves jazz.
To search every day something new, to meet incredible people, to create. It's an adventure of life, and it's very exciting. To be always in movement.
From the man, the jazz man, the master trumpeter and showman, this is Dizzy Gillespie with his deep bebop chops. This is Old Man Rebop off the 2017 Essential Dizzy CD.
Jazz lovers, this is saxophonist Benjamin Boone. You're listening to my new album with the Ghana Jazz Collective, Joy, here on Neon Jazz. Bye.
That was saxophonist, composer, and professor of music at California State University, Fresno, Benjamin Boone, with the tune, the 233 Jazz Bar off the 2020 CD simply called Joy, and that's what Benjamin brings. He grew up in a small textile town of Statesville, North Carolina, the youngest of five sons, and dedicated his life to music and education. We talked to him in the very early goes of the COVID-19 2020 lockdown, and he had some thoughts on community.
I mean, what we're experiencing now is a lack of community and a lack of being together. We can do it online, but I think that we're hardwired for person. It's just not the same thing to do it online. And so that sense of community is sort of has been taken away from us. And I think we're grieving that, and the feeling that so many of us feel when it's all said and done, we're going to appreciate coming together and being a community. And, you know, music, why was music created? It was created to create connection between performers and listeners.
From a friend of the show, a veteran LA jazz pianist, George Kahn, joined by his quartet on a new CD that came out on November 9, 2020. This is the cut Quarantuni Time off the album simply called Dreamcatcher.
This is Alvaro Rojas from Vancouver, BC, a guitarist and composer, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the Vancouver-based jazz guitarist, composer, and educator Alvaro Rojas with the tune Little Bell off the 2020 CD Gran Casa. This jazz cat has been a regular performer with local pop, R&B, and free improv artists, and has led his own trio with the same name as him, and the dub reggae band called Big Buck. And we talked to him here at the show, and he opened up about how much he loves jazz.
Just some of the most exciting moments of pure pleasure have been playing music, you know, either on a gig or at a rehearsal where, you know, we're playing or working on something or improvising, and all of a sudden you just reach a place and everybody in the room is just about to burst out laughing because it just sounds so incredible and the feeling is just such a rush.
From Philadelphia-based saxophonist, composer, arranger, and bandleader Emmanuel Wilkins. Man, he's a star. This is the tune, The Dreamer, off the 2020 CD Omega. Those two sum him up.
Hi, this is Dan Willis from Teaneck, New Jersey. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Is the talented New York City bass saxophonist Dan Willis with the song Crepuscule with Nelly off the 2020 CD The Monk Project. Back in 1992 on a fall day, he rolled into New York City in a loaded down Dodge Shadow days after his 24th birthday and has since gone on to grace many stages all over the world. And now he has a new CD out during a pandemic. We talked to him about a great many things and wanted to know what putting a CD out during this pandemic was really like.
You know, perhaps when thinking back to the pandemic and say, oh yeah, didn't you release an album during that time? Wow, that was crazy. What were you thinking? You know, something like this, and it is really a world tragedy. It does bring us together in odd ways that we wouldn't normally think of. Yeah, I think people will remember. Certainly, I won't forget that. I released an album during a pandemic.
As we begin dialing down this hour of jazz together, let's get some goodness from Grammy Award-winning performer, conductor, composer, arranger, and educator Ted Nash with the title track, In the Loop, off his 2006 CD. Again, that was Ted Nash in the Loop, and that's how he always rolls. Finally, we go back to the day here. This is the cool, fun little number from Hot Lips Page, full of Kansas City bravado and connections. It's a 1952 tune, Casanova Cricket. It's a good one. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and one cool Casanova Cricket himself, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher. Reach out. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, support all of the arts, keep jazz alive, and enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Raising all up kings when the world is sleeping. Who's that having fun? Casanova Cricket, you son of a gun. Casanova Cricket, why for goodness sakes, don't you know you're keeping decent folks away? Casanova Cricket, it just ain't right, sleeping all day, all night. Casanova Cricket, anytime you learn, he that play with fire get his britches burned. Go find yourself another place to kiss and hug. You're just a kissing bug. Here's a name you rate, raising all that rocket, staying out so late. Casanova Cricket, it just ain't right, sleeping all day, all night. Casanova Cricket, what would some folks say? Can't you do your coat by the light of day? You act so mighty righteous with that innocent mug. You just a kissing bug. You just a kissing bug.
Neon Jazz.